Water ministers from around the Murray-Darling will meet on Friday in Melbourne to decide on a key part of the Basin Plan. The ministers need to decide how, if and when the government will get the extra water that was added to the plan by Prime Minister Gillard back in 2012. At the time this was announced, it was said the extra 450 gigalitres of water could only be taken if there was no negative socio-economic impacts on basin communities. Victorian Water Minister Lisa Neville says this meeting will determine if the state's food bowl has the certainty it needs under this plan.
Well, this is a very important meeting in terms of trying to lock down some of the discussion we had at our last meeting around the socioeconomic neutrality test. And New South Wales and ourselves put out an agreed set of criteria for consultation, and I would say overwhelmingly people have backed in those criteria around ensuring that any efficiency projects to deliver the 450 must be measured against prior to any approval. And they're pretty strong assessments, and I think very important ones about making sure that any efficiency projects contribute to current future viability of irrigation districts, and no job impacts, etc., etc. So that is going to be at front and centre of this agenda, is getting an agreement across all the states and the Commonwealth that this is the criteria that will be applied prior to any approval of any efficiency measures for the 450.
So the 450 is the extra water that was added onto the Basin Plan after the original 2,750 gigalitres was put through. This is for 450 gigalitres of extra water for the plan. There's been consultation at the moment. The government's been working out how it can get that water with the budget it has left. And really what you're looking for here is the rules around that, the rules over what will happen to communities and if that water is taken and how that water could be taken. Is that correct?
Well, yes. Yeah, when that additional 450 was added to the plan, it came with a test. Sort of, it had to be neutral in terms of its impact on the social and economic issues in communities. And there's been a lot of dispute over the last number of years about, well, what is that criteria? Is it just about willing sellers and buyers of the water, or is it got to take account of the whole basin impact? And I think where we've landed, certainly New South Wales and ourselves, is that it's got to be much more than just a willing seller. It's got to be about looking at the impact across the whole basin. We know that the water that's already come out has had an impact. We absolutely know that from the work we've had done. But taking further water, can we do it without negative impacts on communities? This criteria that we are hoping to get support for at the meeting on Friday really sets a robust measure to ensure that there is no further water recovery that that makes the situation worse in those communities.
The government's been consulting on that criteria and its own criteria. There's a Sefton report that many groups have been calling to see in the interests of transparency. Have you seen that report from the government?
We have received that report this week and directly from the minister. So what this will be one of the issues for discussion. Our view will strongly be that it needs to be released into the communities. In terms of the, what I would say to people, what I have seen of the report is that there are a couple of really strong messages in that report. I think firstly, the criteria that New South Wales and Victoria released has strong support across communities, not 100%, but very, very overwhelming support across communities. Secondly, there is a very strong message sent to the Murray-Darling Basin Authority that they had communities had lost trust in the ability for them to be heard as part of this process, and also that people actually don't believe you can actually actually really deliver the additional water without actually causing serious, not even harm around irrigation, but harm to the environment. So they've raised some real issues around deliverability and whether you can actually get that water down to the lower lakes anyway. So those were some of the messages in that Sefton's report. I think they gel very much with the concerns that we have been raising as Victoria over the last couple of years, and will certainly be discussed on Friday. And I would hope that on Friday we will all agree that this report will get released.
And in terms of getting the outcome that you want from MINCA, you keep referencing that the work that Victoria and New South Wales has done. There's other states. You need the support of Queensland and South Australia. Do you think you'll get that at this meeting?
Look, I'm very confident, actually, that we will be able to reach an agreement on these socioeconomic criteria and all the assessments that we've agreed to, and that I think South Australia and Queensland and the Commonwealth will agree with this criteria. I'm hopeful about that. I'm quite confident, but you never know until you're in the room. But a lot of work has gone into these criteria. I think they absolutely do reflect the interests and the views of the community. And I'm hoping for a very good outcome, one that is about really taking into account those community views, their concern, almost anger and disbelief that they're still facing uncertainty, that at the end of this meeting that people can feel that we've all signed up to a neutrality criteria that is robust, that takes account of the impact right across the basin, and that will ensure that no more water is taken where it is going to impact on jobs or irrigation district viability.
What's at stake here? What is at risk if this meeting doesn't go how you want it to go?
I think, firstly, I think it will just create another layer of uncertainty and anger for communities, and we're already facing very dry conditions. They don't need that. Secondly, we're facing, further elections, federal and state elections coming up, and that what that will mean is that further uncertainty. Are we back at the drawing board again? We've had a relative, consistency around ministers over the last 4 years, or around positions at least. And this is the time. We can't stop because of those elections. This is the time we need to get the agreement to move forward on the next stage of the plan. And we have to provide certainty. And we have to be able to deal with some really significant issues around deliverability for this summer and into the long term as well. And that's for both environmental outcomes, but also for outcomes for irrigators. So there are some really important issues on the table at this meeting. We've got to get it done, because I think for communities it will just be another period of very of uncertainty, of them really thinking about their future. So for me, what's at stake here is our food bowl, is our irrigation communities, and we will be fighting very strongly to get our position supported on Friday.
You've just been returned as a Minister for Water in Victoria, with the Andrews government winning the election in Victoria. What do you hope you see achieved in your time, big picture, in the Murray-Darling Basin in your time left as Water Minister?
Look, firstly, I'm thrilled to be re-elected, but also very happy to be Water Minister and have the opportunity to finish a number of the projects and that I've started as Water Minister, from infrastructure upgrades, but most importantly to be able to sort of get some of the issues around the Murray-Darling Basin plan addressed. So I'm really keen around, I want to be at the end of this, that we've been able to support our irrigation communities to continue to operate and be viable. Secondly, I want to make sure we are getting improved environmental outcomes. And I want, I want to make sure that when we talk about the plan, that we're focused on the outcomes. A lot of effort and discussion goes into the amount of water as opposed to what are the outcomes that we want to get out of the water going back into the system. We know, for example, some of the work we've done, if we were to deliver this 450 down the river, it may in fact have very negative environmental outcomes for the Victorian part of the river system. So I want to make sure we've got continue to be focused on the outcomes, the environmental outcomes, the social outcomes and the economic outcomes along the river. That's what the plan was all about, and I want to make sure that we're giving certainty to communities so they can continue to invest in their regions.
And just on that, in terms of and that issue you're talking about, the environmental damage to the river, there's a lot of concerns, and I would suggest growing concerns from the community about how high the river's been running this year, not only with environmental water, but with a lot of large water-owning businesses now further downstream requiring deliveries at this time of year. It means the river's been running quite high, and there's a number of photos of banks being degraded and so forth from that without the natural wetting and drying. Is that something that you're concerned about at the moment? Is that something Victoria's concerned about?
Absolutely, and in fact, absolutely. This is a massive issue. And it's because people have lost sight of outcomes here. You know, it's about the quantity. Let's just get it down the river. And, you know, people are talking about how do we get rid of Barmah choke, you know, the natural constraint we've got, which would cause significant damage in Victoria to do that. So just because they want to get a quantity of water down the river. So we do have some motions that are on the table for Friday in relation to these issues, both around constraints and the work that needs to be done to understand the ability to actually deliver those environmental flows at the South Australian border and its impact, but also around deliverability generally and how we get the balance right around delivering consumptive and environmental water that doesn't have a negative environmental outcome. So so that is on the table for discussion on Friday. I think it's a really critical issue. And I understand, you know, communities are watching this happen going, who's benefiting here? Like, who's the winner out of this? The environment certainly isn't in parts of Victoria at the moment. So, you know, we're going to throw away all of the environmental needs of our river system to water the lower lakes. We've got to do this properly. We've got to make the right decisions based on the right bit of information. Those issues are on the agenda for this Friday, and I'm hoping that we get a really positive way forward on those issues.